Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ralph Terry. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Askew and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive towards short. Hansen catches it and throws to first to double up Brown. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jack Kralik now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown bunts towards the mound. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Phil Roof pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss pinch runs for Danny Cater. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gonzalez fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Brown covering. It's a double play. Weiss scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Brown reaches second base with a double. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. J.C. Martin now catching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-2 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-2 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davalillo moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Locker now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Askew moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Lee Stang. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Askew scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Spring now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salmon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hicks pinch hits for Bob Locker. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy John now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Martin and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Jack Spring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spring is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berry bunts towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to third. Hansen moves to second. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Dave Nicholson. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Weiss scores. Hansen scores. Burgess moves to third. It's White Sox, 8, Indians, 8. John Buzzard pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 4 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Buzzard scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-8, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Sims and he is out, Brown applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. J.C. Martin now playing first base. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 9, Indians, 9. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-4 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher fires to first and picks off Hinton. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Whitfield now playing first base. Dick Houser now playing shortstop. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer strikes out. 2 outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-4 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gonzalez strikes out. 1 out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Buford moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw is walked intentionally. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-5 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Schaefer reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. McCraw moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-9, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Martin is walked intentionally. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Schaefer scores. There goes Martin trying to get to third. Davalillo throws the ball into Alvis, who tags Martin for the out. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-9, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hauser moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hinton strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-10, White Sox. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-5 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 10. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.